Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's Rancher's Bull Sale coming Monday, October 3rd at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 900 head, including 300 Angus bulls, 400 springbred heifers, 50 springbred cows, and 100 fall calving pairs. For information, you can go to expressranches.com or give them a call at 800-664-3977. The Rancher's Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Monday, October 3rd, high noon.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
More competition or less competition, meaning fewer choices for farmers at maybe a higher cost? All the things that are being talked about and worried over regarding agricultural consolidation of major agribusinesses. The Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Chuck Grassley of Iowa, talked about that yesterday. They heard from a variety of witnesses as they looked at the mergers that are potentially out there: Dow and DuPont, Bayer and Monsanto, ChemChina and Syngenta. All these mergers, plus the potash and agrarian merger that may be happening up in Canada as well. Some folks believe that divestiture of some traits, for example, might be the cost of approval that may eventually come. DuPont Ag Executive Vice President James Collins, one of those testifying before the Senate yesterday.
So bringing together the innovation engines of DuPont and Dow into one company fully focused on agriculture allows us to expand the choices and the competitive price values that farmers demand in a way that we could not do independently.
But American Farm Bureau senior economist Bob Young, testifying to the Senate as well, expressed caution over consolidating 6 giant agricultural suppliers into 3 as farm revenues crash.
I think the challenge that we face as an industry is having all of these occur at exactly the same time. AFBF is suggesting that as we go through a review of these mergers, that we look at these not as individual company mergers, but that we look at what the impact is going to be on the sector as a whole.
One interesting take at that Senate Judiciary Committee came from Chris Novak, Chief Executive Officer of the National Corn Growers Association. He testified on behalf of both the corn growers as well as the American Soybean Association. It's his contention that regulatory barriers facing agriculture are a major driver of ag industry consolidation. He told the committee, domestic regulatory hurdles for crop protection chemicals and delays in international approvals for new seed traits represent significant barriers to market entry. These barriers slow down innovation and drive up the cost of seed and chemicals. The process of developing and testing new products, then securing regulatory approval to bring them to market, requires a substantial amount of time and money. As a result, fewer and fewer companies have the resources to be players in the market. This trend toward consolidation will continue unless and until Congress addresses these regulatory hurdles. So says Chris Novak, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, before that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday. This coming Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. Central Time, the latest cattle on feed report will be out from USDA. Allendale expects 13% bigger placements than a year ago, 12.3% bigger marketings, and overall 1.9% bigger cattle on feed numbers compared to 1 year ago. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117, 800-422-2117 at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. That's your farm news. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.